If you've been feeling alarmed by what's happening in Minnesota, it can be disorienting to see that some of your friends are just carrying on like everything's normal. Dinner parties, vacation pics, random posts. How can you explain to them that we're past the point of business as usual and that everyone has some obligation to get involved? A reader sent in that question to my Vox advice column, Your Mileage May Vary. I think the best answer to it comes from the political scientist Ernest Frankel, who came up with the idea of the dual state. Here's what Frankel noticed in 1930s Germany. Life under authoritarianism is actually weirdly normal most of the time. You take your kids to school, you head to the office, you even host dinner parties. Frankel called that the normative state. But at the same time, humming in the background, there's the prerogative state. If you do something that upsets the powers that be, then suddenly you tip over into this realm where the rule of law does not exist, where citizens can be killed with impunity, even citizens who never expected to become targets. Most people don't see that second state until it shows up at their door. That's why stories like what happened in Minnesota matter. People who weren't supposed to be targets still were. That randomness, that's not normal repression. It's part of the dual state. So our first obligation is to recognize what kind of reality we're actually inhabiting. You can explain to your friends that we're living in a dual state. And if that still doesn't move them, give them what I call the grandkid test. Tell them, one day your grandkids will ask you, what did you do? Will you be able to answer in a way that makes them beam with pride? If you're curious to learn more, head on over to Vox.com for more from my column, Your Mileage May Vary, where you can find new frameworks for thinking through moral dilemmas.